Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Sean. I can't get that out of my head. It's earworming me because of the latest episode of Task, which it features somewhat prominently.
I was wondering where you would have pulled that song from, because yes, it doesn't feel like a uber popular song. I'm familiar with Donovan, but yeah, I was unfamiliar with the song.
Excellent episode. I have been telling you about Task. Rich Keefe actually told me about it first. So you don't like it?
I watched the first episode. It just was very depressing.
You gotta get into it. Like, I felt the same way a little bit about the first episode, and then it gets really good.
So it picks up.
Give it another chance. Right. Give it another chance. Okay. All right. We have leads that remain this morning on a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us in about an hour and 20 minutes at 8:20. But Courtney, with her lead this morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. It is a big day for LeBron James fans and haters. LeBron took to X and to Instagram to tease a big announcement today, saying the decision of all decisions with the hashtag the second decision. That's going to happen at noon Eastern time today. All now, right. Of course, in 2010, he had his first decision. That was, of course, he leaving Cleveland to go to Miami. Yeah. So a lot of speculation here. Seems like the majority of people think that he is going to announce that he is retiring. This is his last season. That's where I'm falling on this. A little goodbye tour for LeBron James.
Do we have to have the announcement before the final season, or could we just, like, normal people who aren't massive narcissists, could we just wait till the end of the season and tell everybody, hey, thanks, that's it?
But it's not a retirement decision. It's the fact that he is going to have a weekend 3-on-3 tournament in Saudi for his current players.
For his kids. It's him and his kids. So, in Saudi Arabia. Yeah,
you knew he was going to announce before his final season. Like, there was no way LeBron James was going to do what Brady did, and a lot of people think what Brady did was douchey too, because he came back after the first retirement. Yeah. So
I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turki Alev Sheikh.
So you think this is a retirement thing?
I do. I think that he's going to announce that this is his final season. You can't tease it with the decision of all decisions, the second decision.
Yeah, see, I feel like now in the world of social media, they play with our emotions. He's going to come up and he's going to, like, tease this, and then it's going to be something, you know. Oh,
the retirement sneaker he's going to announce.
Yeah, like I got a new sneaker or something that. Yeah,
he can't do that.
I'm telling you,
he can't do that.
Yeah.
508 texter. No one thinks higher of LeBron James than LeBron James.
508 texter says he's going to name himself manager of the Boston Red Sox. So that could be possible. I have no idea.
Yeah, just very interesting. Keep your eyes on that space. Noon Eastern time.
Noon, all right.
Never has someone been so disconnected from the reality of how they're perceived.
I don't know. No. I think that that's a very local take for us, Curtis. Like, I'm not a LeBron James hater. If anything, I respect what he's done. And I think if you look at the nation as a whole, I bet he has more fans than haters.
Yeah, and they're probably going to be wondering what he's doing. It's like when Brady did it. We were all like, people probably nationally like, oh my God, what's Brady doing? Yep. And then,
so apparently, a bunch of texters are saying that there is speculation that it's an announcement about a partnership with Bezos.
Yeah,
because today is Amazon Prime Day. Yeah. And so can you imagine?
It could be anything,
if
right?
It's that.
If If, can you imagine if he says it's the decision of all decisions?
Yes. Also, great reminder that it's Prime Day. I forgot.
You also, Greg, mentioned this morning.
I thought you were on a shopping
haul. That it's National Taco Day.
National Taco Day.
And he went through a whole process of trying to get his favorite phrase trademarked.
Y'all know what the day is. Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. I don't know, Courtney. Yeah. You're going to be upset if you fell for it, right?
100%. But, like, you can't, because I don't think that after the first the decision by LeBron James, you can't then do the decision to end all decisions.
Right,
but
and have it be a brand partnership.
Correct.
Right, but the first decision he got clowned for, right? And so he's probably using it as a, you know, everybody clown me for that, rightfully so.
Right.
Yeah. And it's probably one of these.
I don't think it was the fault of the people that ripped him. I think it was the fact that it was a clown show.
No, I know that, but he's probably using that as like, all right, this is a good way for me to like get people all riled up again and have fun with it.
If it's anything less than a retirement announcement, it's silly.
What if it's Space Jam 3?
I could be on board. I could be on board.
Well, be prepared for it to be silly because I don't think it's a retirement thing.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to kind of go in the lane. Shime went down with his lead. You want to make some money like I'm doing? Bet the Patriots. Patriots to win the AFC Championship. Plus 2,200.
Ooh.
Here are the two teams that will be in the AFC Championship. Well, here are the two of the five. Pick whichever two you want. The Bills are number one, right? Because I think Bills are still at the top of the pack. Colts, Jacksonville, Denver, New England. So two of those five teams are going to make, in my opinion, because I think those are your top five right now in the AFC, Pittsburgh, I get them at six, kind of looking in, are going to be in the AFC Championship game. And when I look at these teams, I say, well, damn, you just beat the team that everybody expects to be there. Why not New England? Why not New England?
It's just a little early, Wiggy. I just.
But how can
it's definitely early, but we're excited, man.
I know.
It is
so
early.
So just to be clear, Shime's lead was that you should bet on Drake May to be MVP.
Yep. And great
Wiggy's,
value.
And Wiggy's lead is that you should bet on them to get to the to win the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Not to get there.
No, I got them winning. I want to make a little bit more money. I think it's plus 800 if they get there and they lose.
I also want to point out that the fraudulence, because when I brought up the Raiders loss to begin the season, you guys are like, yeah, but there's always that random weird loss. And it's like, okay, well, that's that for the Bills this past weekend then. You could say the same thing for
them. I don't think it is, though. Like, it wasn't. There wasn't a ton of like wonkiness to the game. It wasn't the first week of the season. It was a prime time Sunday night game. It did not feel like Josh Allen played pretty well overall. Like, I just think the Patriots defense beat them.
And I think you can also say that the Patriots' first game with a new head coach, their third season in a row with a new head coach in the first week of the season against the Raiders is different than week five with the Bills playing a divisional game on Sunday Night Football.
Against a very experienced coach with a quarterback he's very familiar with.
Because I look at it like this, if you're telling me, and think about this, these are the teams that right now, if the playoffs were to start today, would be in the playoffs. The Colts, the Bills, the Steelers, the Chargers, Jacksonville, Denver, and New England. At the beginning of the season, did we have Pittsburgh, the Colts, like Denver?
No. Jacksonville.
Right. So I would ask this question. If you play Denver in the postseason, can you beat them?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you played the Colts in the postseason, can you beat them?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So for me to look at my revamped top five teams and go, all right, two of those teams are going to be in the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
And I believe one of those teams is going to be the Patriots, and I roll the dice that the Patriots win it.
And the Chargers just keep getting injured. So
right, they're
just
going in
worse.
The wrong direction.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Yesterday, we heard from the Brain Trust on Jersey Street, and Red Sox wrap up the season press conference. Alex Cora was asked how close this team is to meaningful October baseball. Here's what he said.
We're one strike away, one out away from being tied in the ninth, right? When you get to October, you never know what's going to happen. I think we took the steps in the right direction last offseason, during the season, not only as far as like what the front office did, but what we did on the field. It was a much better team than the last few years. The thing that excites me is the pitching, you know, going into the offseason. And, you know, we had some guys last year that we thought they were going to be better, Tanner, Cutter, right? They were banged up. But what we have in player development now is real, you know. And going into the offseason last year, we all talk about position players. And I was like, okay, cool, that's great, but we have some good position players here. Now we're talking about, you know, a deeper pitching staff, which is very important. We took our hits throughout the season, and we still have very talented pitchers towards the end. The bullpen is in a much better place going into the offseason than last year. So to answer the question, you know, I truly believe we're going to be playing for the same thing next year. It's to win the AL East and have a deep run in October and hopefully win the World Series.
Okay. Now, Wiggy would say it wasn't being one strike away or one out away. It was being one manager away. But
I agree with him.
But they're right there. Yeah. And you want them to add. I think we'll wrap up the season with Brezbot at some point, maybe tomorrow. But he was talking about offensive production.
Good morning.
And talking about home runs yesterday and about not being sure what you got at first base, what you got at second base. And so I think that, you know, maybe for this team, Schwarbs is on the table, Curtis. Maybe Pete Alonso is on the table when it comes to this baseball team.
I'll take any one of those two guys.
They got the Devers money, so you'd like to see them reinvest.
Next year you have Crochet making sub-market value money, Roman Anthony making sub-market value money, Marcelo Meyer making sub-market value money. You have Aroldis Chapman on a very, very affordable deal. You have Garrett Whitlock on an affordable deal. I feel like if they don't spend on this year's roster an additional $100 million, then it is a failed offseason. And I think they will, because they have no excuse. If they don't spend this year, it's pretty obvious what they're doing.
Yeah, and I agree with them when you look at where they are. I think the pitching staff is much better. The only problem is you got to spend on the legitimate number two that when you get to the postseason, you'll have Crochet.
Because Lucas Giolito is not it for you. Bayo might be it.
I don't want to go... Go into next season going, okay, maybe it'll be Bayo, maybe it'll be Big Stash, maybe it'll be Early. I don't want that. I want it to be Crochet and Player X that we know, you say, that's legit. And then all those...
Joe Ryan, whoever.
And then
can
all
we
those,
expect anything from Tanner Houck next year?
I don't know. I don't even really think about him.
Yeah.
For a guy who was, a Cy Young candidate like 2 years ago?
I know.
Yeah. Never trust a Tanner.
He might be a bullpen guy.
All right. Those are our leads. Coming up, we will get to They Said It and then the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And speaking of Courtney, here she is now with what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Chiefs fall to the Jaguars. Final score 31-28 in Jacksonville. A wild pick six in this one when Devin Lloyd picked off Patrick Mahomes and returned it for 99 yards in the third quarter. This one ended with Trevor Lawrence rushing it in for the go-ahead TD, but not without a fall to start the play. Wild, wild night. We can't show it, obviously, on Twitch, but in YouTube. But if you go watch it, if you missed it last night, it's wild. Here at home, we have an update on Antonio Gibson. He unfortunately did suffer a season-ending torn ACL. Hillman Jinx here. Because on the show, I said that his wife was my new favorite wag to follow to kick off the season.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We had just talked about her, too.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. She's still my favorite. Over to the Bruins, who announced that they will be retiring Zdeno Chara's number. Number 33 will be retired on January 15th ahead of the Bees game with Seattle. And it could be over for the Yankees tonight. They have game 3 with the Blue Jays in the ALDS in the Bronx. New York is down 2 games. First pitch is at 8:08 this evening.
Question for the room. What would you rather, your number retired or a street in your name?
Oh, I think I'd probably like the street. I mean, everybody at some point will travel down your street. You never know how many people will end up seeing your
jersey. Well, which team is retiring my number? Because if it's the Celtics, they retire everybody's number. But if it's like, you know, the Patriots or something, that seems a little bit more valuable.
Let's go Celtics.
I'll take the street.
Yeah, I like the street too. Got to be a good street, though, like a nice main street, not one of them side streets.
Well, fall in love in a 2025 Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Fall in love in a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
LeBron James Boulevard, one-way street. Am I right, Curtis?
Hey, it lands in Jim Gray's lap. Okay,
can I also say LeBron James, after that announcement, that little tease, season or the tickets for the final home game for the Lakers this year skyrocketed. Like, the prices for them are insane.
You know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He know.
All right, we will get to They Said It next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Ty Tuesday, Ty Law, coming up next hour at 8:20 on the New England Patriots and the rest of the NFL. And good morning and hello. If you happen to be watching this show on either Twitch or on YouTube, and it is brought to you every single day there by Springer's Jewelers. And for over 150 years, Springer's has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they carry the finest jewelry in the world, finest watches in the world. So visit springers.com. And like you, they listen to this show on the reg. So when you walk in there, say, hey, fellow Greg Hill Show listener, hook me up at Springer's. Springer's helping us out for wine, watches, wheels, and widescreens this year, which is on November 12th, I believe, at the beautiful estate of our benefactor, Ernie Bach Jr., and we have a Rolex. Somebody's going to go home with a Rolex. Somebody will go home with wine, very rare wine from Ernie's collection. Somebody, and I hope it's me, will go home with a widescreen because I got a television size issue at my place.
Yeah. Has the plasma TV on the wall been sent to the Guinness Book of World Records for smallest TV in a luxury building?
It just doesn't appear that small. I think you have to be in front of it. It's like things in the rear view mirror appear smaller than they actually are.
No, that's the sign you have over your bed.
Unfortunately, I just think that the TV that's in your living room should be a bedroom TV. Like, it's not a living room TV, okay, it's a bedroom TV.
How many inches is it?
Are you asking Travis Kelce? I don't know what it is. What's the biggest you can get? 65?
You
can get bigger than that.
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
I just don't know. I'm fine with it. It is what it is.
I feel like
1.429 $626.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it on Social Security, and that point is coming from me. I can't go extravagant expenses.
Is that 60 when that happens?
What?
Social Security?
No, you don't get that till you're like 65 at least.
Oh. Yeah, 65.
A long way away from that.
It will be insolvent by the time you're there, Courtney.
I feel like living room has to be minimum of 70 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then, if not, it just gets swallowed up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, love to have you join us. We're almost sold out for wine, watches, wheels, and widescreen. Go to thegreghillfoundation.org, and we will see you at the beautiful auto salon of Ernie Bach. And also, just real quick, as long as I'm plugging foundation events, don't forget that we are once again running our way through the Seaport as a part of the Jingle All the Way 5K, which is on December 6th this year. And if you're thinking fall is here and you want to get back into back to your fighting weight, you want to run a 5K or you want to walk aggressively in a 5K, join most of us. I know Curtis is there all the time doing the Ken and Curtis show, and I don't know what your condition will be.
I'll be walking.
You can walk.
Yeah, okay. Santa will run. I'll walk.
In your state, you're allowed to walk.
Walking's very important.
Walking is okay. All right, good. So we would love to see you at any and all of those events. And right now, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's Law today. What is up first this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Christian Gonzalez spoke to the media and talked about how much he loves head coach Mike Vrabel. Here is Gonzo.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, he's done that at every game. So, I mean, you know, I love Vrabel. You know, he's an amazing coach, an energy guy, big energy guy, brings a lot of energy to the team. I mean, it's the things he does, the way he coaches, it's easy to go out there and play for him. You know, you want to go make the plays and put on for him and this organization. So it's awesome playing for Braves.
You know, if the winning continues, Wiggy and Shime certainly think it will. They have them going undefeated the rest of the season. But
I never said that.
Did Shime say dynasty?
But
don't get me excited, Curtis.
I mean, you have to commend him on the turnaround. Like, you got to give the guy credit. Came in here and refit the whole org and got every. He was great on the show yesterday. He is a guy who is always putting it on the players, not taking any of the credit for it. And he just is the absolute right guy, it seems like, to coach this football team.
Right.
You know?
And he's definitely, you know, after the first week, there was a little, you know, questions, or maybe the first three games of the season.
Well, that was ridiculous. Yeah. That was people going,
rightfully so, though.
You know, look, compared the way this team plays to the way Gerard Mayo's team played, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, but we had that's the comparison at the time,
yeah.
Right? And then he's able to, you know, do some things that Mayo wasn't able to do, you know, to be able to turn things around when it didn't look great and, you know, beat up on a Carolina team that stinks and you beat the brakes off of them. Then you go into a hostile environment in Buffalo and you win a game like that. That's something that you didn't see Mayo doing. So I think what we're seeing with Vrabel is he's starting to change and start to do these things. Now the expectations are, all right, the next three games, you should be able to win.
I mean, if they get to the playoffs, is he not a candidate for Coach of the Year?
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah, definitely.
100% he is.
Yeah.
He should probably be the favorite, would be my guess. Actually, then again, Shane Steichen, if they win the AFC South, the Colts probably would be too.
If Vrabel takes him to the playoffs, you think maybe best coach in Patriots history?
No, that's not even close.
I do think one of
the— How were your DMs yesterday? Because people were pissed at you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get any.
Oh, that's good.
They just feel like you're a little obsessed with Bill.
No, they were obsessed with telling me that, well, so people created Tommy Trader t-shirts when he wasn't here.
I did that.
And then
that was really tongue-in-cheek.
And then Tom won a Super Bowl when all you people were mocking me.
Yeah.
And the entire world, outside of these little six-state enclave we reside in, he has pooped his pants on national TV, and I am here for it. He's been a dink to everybody. And the best part about all this is it was all avoidable. Just give Tom Brady 2 years, $50 million, and nobody knows you had so little to do with it for the rest of time.
I thought it was interesting. About an hour and a half after the show ended, and after a couple hours after the story had broken about the social media ban on Drake May, UNC went right to posting about how great Drake May played on Sunday night. I thought that was
a little late.
Do you want to know?
I'm sure there was a glitch in the upload.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Do you want to know who won Twitter yesterday? Mac Brown. The guy that was fired immediately posted a picture with Drake May saying how proud he was when the guy reported the organization was not allowing them to.
I don't know where the hate comes from Curtis though with Bill, because I thought he was Team Bill after the Dynasty. When they aired that, I thought he was like, hey, they're doing this guy wrong. And then,
of course they did him wrong.
Right.
But you can have two separate thoughts.
But where did Bill, like, what has he done that deserves the...
The vitriol that he asked for him?
I don't know.
He wanted to replace Tom with Jimmy G in 2014.
Yeah, but maybe we found out that that wasn't... Okay, the Jimmy G thing, maybe, but the money thing, maybe we found out that that wasn't him.
Yeah, if Bill Belichick wanted to keep Tom Brady for 2 years and $50 million, he would have been here for 2 years and $50 million, without a doubt.
But I thought you had that on Robert.
No, I think Robert treated Bill in a very childish, dirty way.
No, I'm talking about the money aspect.
I know, I just said it. I don't think it's Robert. No? I said I think that Bill Belichick has every right to be mad at Robert Kraft, but it's over. The jig's up. Bill Belichick has been unmasked as one of the great frauds of all time. A guy that bemoaned distractions.
It's not a fraud.
I don't know.
What's not fraudulent about how he carries himself? I'm asking Greg. Okay. What's not fraudulent?
Are you referring to the way he carries himself,
yes,
or the fact that he is in my mind the greatest ever coach in the NFL?
No, I'm saying that the way he demanded his players behave, the way he lived by this no days off nonsense, and now is basically a walking distraction at the North Carolina campus where he's kissing his girlfriend on the field.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's strange.
When Bill Belichick was here, Julian Edelman had to go around the rest of the NFL and beg for market value while Bill Belichick's paying Steven $3 million a year to be his coordinator.
Yeah, but we love that about Bill. We were like, why would you pay Wes Welker all that money? Let him go prove that he can get that money. We were like,
who brought up Wes Welker?
No. We used to praise Bill for not overpaying guys.
Right.
And Julian, unfortunately, was one of those guys where Bill's like, listen, here's what we value. You can go see what the rest of the league thinks about you, but here's what we value. And clearly, Bill was right in that because no one gave Julian a better contract.
Yeah, I have been truly enjoying the 33rd NFL team in North Carolina. It has been just a wonder. I'm so happy Tom had to leave, because this has given us the greatest autopsy in the history of dynastic runs in sports history. It's been great.
What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's go to another team that suffered a loss this weekend in the NFL. That would be the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going through some stuff right now, and A.J. Brown continues to seem disgruntled. After the game, was asked about the missed deep ball with Jalen Hurts, if he just kind of stopped running, what the deal was there. Here was A.J. Brown.
From my point of view, we just missed.
It looked like you slowed up on the play. Did you not think the ball was coming your way, or what happened with that?
It's not that I didn't think the ball was coming. When I looked up, I didn't see the ball. And I looked back, I didn't see the ball. And then the ball was thrown. So, like I said, we just missed.
Did you guys talk after the play about maybe if it was miscommunication, what happened?
No,
we don't talk. I he did slow up. I mean,
yeah, because he thought the play was over. And then
I just don't want a guy like that on my football team. I know Wiggy does.
Yeah, I don't
and
take
it. Doesn't
him.
Matter to Wiggy.
No. What matters is he wants to change the scenery.
Yeah, I understand.
Look at Mac Jones. Change his scenery. I know. Changes guys.
But he's going to become disgruntled at some point here.
No. You could say that about Steph Diggs, though. Like, right. That's the toss-up you have, and you have a guy right now who seems to be buying in, who seems to be liking Drake May.
Change the scenery.
And he loves Mike Vrabel. Like, A.J. Brown loves Vrabel.
You have the relationship between Vrabel and A.J. Brown that does exist.
That video still lives in my head of Vrabel getting pissed at John Robinson for trading A.J. Brown on draft night.
It's always about a lot of times when you see players and, you know, whether they're disgruntled or whether it's not working. Sometimes it's really about the change of scenery and then because in Philadelphia, I understand what A.J. Brown's saying. He's their best wide receiver, but yet they don't put him in a game plan.
But they have an extraordinary running back. Like,
right.
You just kind of have to understand what's going on. It happens in workplaces everywhere where you have to – It's a team mentality. Like, they have an unbelievable running back.
Right, but he doesn't care about
that. Yeah, but they haven't
even
been running much. Like, right. That's the issue. The Eagles' offense has been inept.
Right.
Jalen Hurts has been bad. Dan Orlovsky has a stat. When they're in shotgun, they're throwing 85% of the time. When they're under center, they're running the ball 88% of their time. Their offense is completely telegraphed, and they're inept. They can't do anything.
Right. I would just say this, Greg. You're making very valid points, and I would usually agree with you in that you have a guy who's unhappy on the reigning Super Bowl champions that are currently 4-1. Why would you want to bring that malcontent on your team? In the NFL, when a team trades a player with a big contract, all the signing bonus, all the guarantees stick with their trading team.
Yeah.
So you have really limited exposure risk.
Yeah.
Considering where their cap space is anyway, if you believe in it.
Well, I mean, I thought the answer from Mike Vrabel yesterday about the organization being interested in improving the team, I mean, you know, what's he going to say? No, we're not. But I don't know. I thought he wanted to rephrase it. And maybe I will be surprised. Maybe they can find a way to shake him loose. I mean,
so there's a little bit less than a month before the NFL trade deadline.
Yes, November 4th.
And do you think Philly feels like they need A.J. Brown, or if a team gave them a good package, they would trade A.J. Brown?
What do you think a good package is?
I would say let's call it a second-round draft pick.
Oh, my God. I would do that right now.
Yeah, I know. I think the Patriots should and would do that right away. I don't know that the Eagles would take a second-round pick.
I think the Eagles would. I feel like the Eagles,
because it's mid-season, Wiggy, I just feel like you would need to blow them away a little
bit. But I feel like the Eagles feel like, we just need to get Saquon going, and once we get Saquon going, we'll be fine.
Until they get him going, they can't justify getting rid of their best receiver.
Right, but I believe they probably feel like their best receiver is Devontae Smith.
And they believe that A.J. Brown's just becoming a headache?
Yes, and that's the thing. Like, A.J. Brown is a very good receiver, but I feel like in the mind
But they have been okay with him, like his weirdness. They were okay with him sitting there on the sideline reading a book during a game.
Yeah, that was until they won a Super Bowl.
I understand the drop-off from A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith isn't big, but then the drop-off from Devontae to the next guy is, like, massive.
Right.
The next guy up is, like, John Mechie.
It really isn't.
You are so right.
Reading is fundamental.
Agreed.
I mean,
but books are obsolete.
I enjoy a great book.
Same.
I'm traveling this week. Unfortunately, I have to take a couple flex days, and I'm right now trying to find books to bring with me.
You're taking flex days this week?
I'm in a wedding. I had no choice. Is
that a work thing?
I'm happy to be in a wedding.
It's a wedding.
Well, it's a client, a former client's
But
wedding.
It's a friend, and you're in the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Are you going to bring a gift to this one?
I'm kind of concerned about the suit fitting, because I just sent over my measurements, which I went to a store and got. I'm worried that the inseam might be an issue, Curtis.
You haven't tried it on?
No, just try it on when we get down there. Like, you just send the measurements or whatever.
I didn't know that you might be pissed about this, but I recorded the lady reading you your measurements back.
$1.429, $626.
Yeah. Enjoy your flex time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really flex time. All kinds got to go to the rehearsal dinner. And
it's a wedding.
Which is very, very nice. Florida.
It's in Key West.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, do you see Portnoy, by the way?
No.
He just bought Florida.
He did?
Yeah, he set the record for most expensive home bought on the Keys in Isla Mirada. Ooh. I'm looking at it right now. It is banging. Wow.
It's beautiful down there.
$28 million.
That's the most expensive home in Florida?
On the Keys.
Oh, Keys.
Or Island. Isla Mirada.
Isla Mirada, maybe.
Yeah, because I was like, I think Tiger Woods' home is a little bit more expensive than that.
Kind of a dicey buy considering the hurricanes down there, but,
yeah,
you know.
What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, for your lead, excellent lead by you this morning. We heard from Alex Cora talking to the media yesterday. Craig Brezzo also spoke to the media. Here was Brez talking about the potential Alex Bregman opt-out. Here's our guy, Breslow.
You know, I think best to keep those conversations internal. Obviously, Alex has the right, kind of as structured in his contract, to opt out, and he's going to do what's best for his family. At the same time, I will not miss an opportunity to talk about his contributions on the field, in the clubhouse, to the coaching staff, to the front office. You know, every conversation we've had, I learned something. I think that impact and influence has rubbed off on his teammates, and by all accounts, he's loved his time in Boston as well.
I can't figure this one out, because there's a lot of reporting, or whatever you call it, insiders that are whispering that he's definitely opting out. But then you had him after that loss, Yankee Stadium, saying that he loves wearing the uniform. So I understand that it's always a negotiation or whatever.
Would you like my conspiracy theory?
Yes.
All of the reports from passing in them are what I call Boris bait.
Yeah.
Which is just a way for them to try and coax the Red Sox into giving him a better contract, because outside of like batting average, statistically, he was worse this year than he was last year.
Yeah,
and if teams weren't willing to give him that length that he wanted last year,
yeah,
I don't know why they would now.
Right. It's really just about tagging a couple years on the end of it. And if mm-hmm. I were the Red Sox, I would do that. Like, that's the way they used to do business.
Yeah, but at what price, though?
I understand. It does it $40 million, same price. So you give him another $80 million. And I mean, but again, Curtis brings it up all the time. He's right. You're heading into a after next season. Nobody knows what's going to be going on. You're heading into a, you know, whatever you want to call it, strike, labor interruption, whatever. So I don't.
Well, the question becomes, is he a $40 million a year player?
I think he is with everything else that he brings. I don't think there are a lot of other teams, though, that are going to give him that. So,
will he be a 40 a million year player beyond the contract he already has, though, right? Like, because I think you could just keep the contract as is. He still has 3 years left on this current contract if he opts in.
Yeah, if he opts in. It really depends on if anybody else is going to come at him and give him more, and I don't know about that based on the injury. And
the injuries and the performance don't
indicate that. No, he only has 2 years left. He has $80 million left.
Was it not a four-year deal?
No,
it was
2 years. He's three-year deal.
Oh, it's three. My fault.
So he has 2 years at
two left. You add two to the end of it.
Like, right, but
I mean, it's
they're going to look at
it. It's a rounding error for John Henry. Like,
yeah, but John Henry is leading the Economic Reform Committee. He is going to be the tip of the spear when it comes to the lockout. Yeah. And that is going to hurt this baseball team because he can't spend like crazy while telling other owners they have to stop.
And he's really busy with Arsenal. I think they're like second from the top on the table.
All right. That is They Said It. Courtney and today's news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the president of the Boston Patrolmen's Association, Larry Calderon, says that he's that.
You okay?
Nope.
You want to start over again? What's going on?
Unplug, plug back in. Reboot.
Okay.
Yep. Restart.
Okay. Yeah.
We should call it. We should call it Courtney Alt Delete.
The torching of a cruiser in the South End early on Sunday morning was the latest evidence of escalating violence towards police, arguing that it was premeditated. Here's
well, it was a couple out of staters. Mm-hmm. That's what the mayor told you.
Yep. Rhode Island.
There were 100 people there.
Correct.
Damn.
But apparently, they were all from out of state. Okay, anyway, go.
Out of country, not a problem. Out of state, we bring it up.
Here's Larry on BZ.
We had a couple of offices that were attacked at a local school. We had a couple of offices that were attacked and physically assaulted at the MGM Theater. We had a police officer that was shot not so many weeks ago. I think the lack of prosecution is driving that. If we're wrong and it's just teenagers acting out, so be it. But I'm not going to wait for somebody to get hurt before we say something publicly.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, I mean, you could increase certainly the bail and the potential. I believe that both of these suspects were released. No monitoring, no anything like that. The bail that they were requesting ended up the bail that they got ended up being way less than they were requesting. So, I don't run the system of jurisprudence in this country, but if it were me, I might hold people to a higher standard when it comes to the punishment they might face as a deterrent. Yeah. That would just be me.
Or hold those accountable who don't penalize or give proper bail, like the judges, that allow these people to get back on the street.
We have a Mark Sanchez update. The Marion County Prosecutor's Office has upped the charges against the former NFL quarterback. Sanchez was previously charged on Sunday while recovering in the hospital with several misdemeanors. But after seeing the extent of the victim's injuries, along with factoring the victim's age, the prosecutor moved to upgrade Sanchez's charges to a level 5 felony battery of causing serious injury. Sanchez still also faces multiple criminal misdemeanors, including public intoxication and unlawful entry of a motor vehicle. The victim has also already filed a lawsuit against him. The felony charge carries a 1 to 6 year sentence. We have Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears.
The allegations involve a 38-year-old man becoming involved in an altercation with a 69-year-old man who sustained significant and very severe injuries as a result of that altercation. We are literally talking about people fighting over a parking space, and or a dispute about where people are parking, and it resulted in someone receiving just incredibly significant injuries.
I mean,
that is wild.
He's yet to be fired, right?
What the investigation is ongoing.
What are they waiting for? The guy is lying in the hospital like in critical condition because he was beat so bad.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
Like, I mean, when Fox went live and said, like, we're thinking of Mark, so on and so forth, we had already known that he was going to get arrested, right?
I don't know.
No, we didn't know anything about that. They didn't. I don't think we knew then at that point.
They probably just thought he got stabbed.
Because I think on Saturday, late Saturday night, things started coming out about what happened, what actually happened that night. So
no, I think it's because it happened at midnight Sunday morning. And so during the Fox broadcast, they mentioned it in passing about 10 minutes
in. They said, we're trying to get our heads around what happened.
Right. And then Sunday night, he was charged in the hospital.
Well, a bartender also has spoken out about Sanchez coming in looking for help after he was stabbed. Here's Scott Bennett from Loff Miller's Pub.
As I was closing, somebody was banging on the window, saw the person needed help, and had blood on him. He said that he had been shot, brought him inside, laid him down, called 911, put towels over injuries that he had. I was trying to talk to him a little bit. It was a little bit trying to get his name. Couldn't really understand what he was saying. I didn't recognize him.
Wow.
They say, I'm Mark Sanchez. Remember me? The butt fumble. I need help. Okay. Well, it's a weird situation for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, something didn't agree with him. Whatever he was consuming. What do you think? Yeah, I understand you're making this.
I don't know if that was just straight liquor.
I don't think it could be liquor. Well, there are people who get into like a complete blackout phase.
But if
maybe he doesn't drink normally, Curtis. maybe it was the first time he tried tequila.
Well, he did like gin.
They call it tequila.
Gin make you sin. Yeah. Well, you know, you try that for the first time.
I had a night full of Alabama slammers in Aruba. I woke up naked in a jail cell, so I can't really judge the grease pit thing.
I feel like if
that's called being a blackout king.
If you're getting loose off the cuckoo juice and you've done it before, you know, either you're a violent person who drinks. You've seen those people when they get drunk. They're like, all they want to do is fight. But it didn't seem like, you know, based on we hadn't heard anything about Sanchez before. Right. So yeah.
Well, get past that. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news with Courtney next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.